to Talk with Glenn Pearce on BBC Radio Suffolk.
Glenn, great to see you again.
And you, Foss?
You're reflecting on a production which has come and gone, but it will be coming back.
It has. It's sort of a mix of sort of preview and review, this one. It's from a company called Frozen Light Theatre Company, and they're sort of a fairly new company. They're an associate artist of the New Woolsey Theatre here in Ipswich, and they sort of workshopped their brand new show at the New Woolsey's High Street Exhibition Gallery space last week and did a couple of public performances. I'm ahead of a tour sort of coming sort of end of the summer in the autumn time, so keep an eye out for new dates. And this is sort of really theatre for an audience we don't normally sort of cover here. We quite often get hung up on theatre etiquette and tradition and how to behave in theatre. We get quite rightly annoyed if people sort of talk or leave their mobiles on and sort of, you know, generally misbehave perhaps in theatre. But those sort of perhaps coming new to theatre can find some of those rules really off-putting. If you, though, are someone with profound and multiple learning difficulties, PMLD for short, that can sort of barrier can really stop you going to theatre. And Frozen Light Theatre Company work especially to create work for those with PMLD. And The Forest, which was their latest show, removes really any barriers and creates a wonderful inclusive sense of theatre. It's performed for just six teenagers who have PMLD, their friends and family at a time, so it's really small and intimate. And it's a really simple story. You enter into a forest, which is a magical world of storytelling and music and magic. We have a woodland spirit, Ivy, who guides us on this journey. And on the way, we sort of meet a writer and musician. I say the story itself is simple, but what really makes this production special is the magic in the interaction. The three performers really make everyone feel welcome. It's a multi-sensory experience. Touch, smell, sound and light all play a part here. We experience a storm. We get wet. There's rain sprayed on us. And we feel the wind. There's a leaf blower which blows wind towards us. And so we really get to sort of feel a part of the story. We get to taste fruit that's growing in the forest, we get to smell charred wood from the fire, and they even sing songs to the six participants which name them individually, so there's a real sense of inclusivity here. It's so engaging, you just really can't help being drawn in. It only runs for an hour, and I saw it last Saturday, and a young man called George from Lowestoft allowed me to sit next to him and sort of join him in watching the show, perhaps through his eyes, and it's thrilled to see the joy look on his face as sort of the story unfolded. It's one of those shows that perhaps you spend just as much time watching your fellow audience as you do the actual action on stage. Theatre itself really has the power to move, but we often forget that theatre is scary and perhaps not accessible to some people. Frozen Light have really made sure that this small show makes audiences feel welcome and really inclusive. I say it's not perhaps an area of theatre you've sort of thought about, but it really does show the true power of theatre to move people.
Lovely, yes, it does put things into perspective as well, I would imagine.
It does. It's, say, simply staged, but it's just, say, the look of joy on George's and his fellow audience's face. Say, speaking to his parents afterwards, you know, he doesn't get a chance to witness this very often, so it's, you know, a chance for him to get out and get real enjoyment, and it's, you know, visible on his face.
So well done, the Frozen Light Theatre Company, for an aspect of theatre that will be new to many people, but hopefully it's going to be well established.
It is, and it's something the company, this is their second major show. I say they tour extensively to schools and sort of theatres across the country, but they're based, they're a local-based company, and, you know, they're looking to make it accessible. And what, talking to the performers beforehand, they're keen to stress, while it's sort of aimed at those with PMLD, they are, you know, interested as well as bringing their work to a wide audience to, again, make people think about, you know, what theatre can do.
Not sure whether it's relevant to ask you for a star rating, but perhaps you should.
I think so. I mean, I wasn't obviously there intended target audience as such, but looking at it, you know, with the skill involved, it's a 4-star for me. I mean, I think, you know, perhaps speak to George, he'd have given it a 5, but for me it's a 4. But yeah, very well worthy, and again done, but it's not patronising, it's done with warmth and generosity that doesn't sort of dumb down the story.
Lovely to hear that, and all being well, it will be back in our neck of the woods later in the year.
Yeah, they're planning to tour sort of the end of the summer into the autumn with it. Say, if you are interested, you know, in your search box on your computer, look at Frozen Light Theatre Company, and they'll be announcing dates shortly.
Thank you, Glenn. You're here same time next week?
Yes, the Pulse Marathon starts this week, so I'll have lots of reviews from Pulse.
Look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Foz on BBC Radio Suffolk. BBC Radio Suffolk.
I know what you're thinking. Where's the result of the mascot race?